5 tips for those of you who feel like the dummy is the only way to settle your little one. So if you use a dummy, you use a pacifier for your little one in order to get them to go to sleep, and you feel like it's the only way they're going to go to sleep, that you just don't see any way of getting rid of it, or any way, maybe they can fall asleep without it, but you need it in the nighttime to get them back to sleep, and you just don't know what else you can do, this is for you. Number one, just know that it is actually really natural for young babies, so particularly those under 4 months, especially newborns, it's very natural for them to crave the suckling motion as a soothing technique. It's really quite normal. They do that for comfort, and it is quite normal. So don't in any way think that that's a bad thing. It's fine, and it actually is helpful, and it actually can benefit them in a lot of ways. So don't feel bad if you feel the need to give your young baby a dummy. It's actually not a bad thing at all. Likewise, if they don't want one, they don't need one, that's fine too. Don't feel like, oh, well, then I ought to. It's fine either way. But it is very natural to want to suckle for comfort, which is why lots of babies end up feeding to sleep and so on, because it's comforting, it's soothing. They're going to need your help with that. So obviously, unless they're a thumb sucker, and I mean very early on a thumb sucker, then they're not going to be able to do the suckling thing without your help, because they're going to need you to provide something to suckle on. And that's going to involve you in some way, whether it's giving them a dummy, breastfeeding them, bottle feeding them, whatever it is, it's going to require action from you. You're going to be a part of that. So just recognize that in the early months. They can't do that for themselves necessarily, unless they've mastered sucking their thumb, like I said. They might have that one covered. So my second tip for you is try to introduce some other soothing techniques as well. Now, those may initially have to come from you, so it could be, you know, some sort of petting or stroking or lullabies or, you know, anything like that. I'm talking about the younger ones at the moment. Or for the slightly older babies and even younger toddlers and things, they might like a cuddly, something that they hold or stroke, or lots of them like the soft, silky feeling things. There's so many things you can try, and make sure obviously that it's age appropriate. And as soon as possible, once they're big enough, try to look for things that are independent for them. So something they don't need you for. A cuddly toy, they don't need you for. It's there, they can pick it up and cuddle it. It's in their control. So if you can find other soothing techniques, other soothing things aside from the dummy, that's gonna benefit you. Now, even if that's as well as the dummy early on, and then you've got a nice smooth transition, or whether you're past the dummy stage and you're ready to get rid of it and you want to introduce something else, that's fine. A lovely transition actually is there are various brands of soft toys that you can attach dummies to. So if you attach the dummy, they kind of grab their little blanky bunny thing. They've got their dummy, but they also have the soft thing. And then when you lose the dummy, they've still got that thing. So it's like a nice transitional idea. So try and introduce those things. Now, you might find that when you first try, and you might say, oh yeah, I've tried, they're not interested. Don't just brush it off that easily. Don't be so defeated. Because whilst initially they might seem to not be interested in this thing, that thing, it could be even you, you know, they don't want you to touch them, they don't want you to do this, they seem to be like, no, just want that. It's because they know what they want, and that's it. But when that thing is gone, you'll be surprised. They might start to then take those other soothing options that are on offer. So don't be deterred just because your little one seems uninterested in a teddy or uninterested in you giving them a little gentle stroke or a pat. Doesn't mean you shouldn't persist and try these other soothing techniques. So until 8 or 9 months, roughly, when they properly have that pincer grasp, a little one isn't going to be able to find and replace their own dummy, rarely. I mean, occasionally you'll find little ones that can, but generally speaking, it's pretty hard for them to do until at least 8 to 10 months, roughly. Some it might take even longer. So you have to be prepared that if a dummy is going to be used as a soothing tool, that you are going to be needed to replace it. And I think it's like something you have to make your peace with. If you, I'm now really talking about sort of the 5-6 month olds window up till the time that they can take that control of it themselves. During that time, you've got to make a decision whether you want to get rid of it or whether you're going to let them have it, and you're prepared to be there to help them with it because they're going to need your help. Some parents scatter loads in the crib so they can find it and replace it and find one. They've got more chance of finding one. Attaching it to those nice little cuddlies can help if they're safe and the right age. There are lots of little tricks, but ultimately you need to make your peace with that. Now, as they are growing and developing that ability to find and replace their dummy, if your decision is that they are going to keep it for now, then I would recommend that you don't just go in and dummy in the mouth every time and replug, that you actually make a little bit more effort to help them develop that independence with the dummy. So you go in and you find it and you pop it in their hand, and initially you might have to help and just guide their hand. And eventually they get that, it goes in their hand, they put it in, and they might struggle depending on the age, but you can help them to do it rather than just do it for them. And that will help them to develop that skill. And then in time, and again, if they're the right age and you're helping, you know, kind of training them to get that dummy independence, you can literally go, there it is, and just point or nudge it towards their hand, let the little one pick it up and pop it in, and then they're gonna night night, and then you disappear again. So bit by bit, you can actually teach your little one to take ownership of that dummy for themselves. That way you're allowing them that comfort thing, if that's what you're choosing, but you're not required every time for that replug. So you're teaching them that little bit of independence around settling. Yes, I need my comforter, but I can do this myself, and off I go to sleep. It's going to be a really useful transitional idea. Obviously, if they are too young for that, and you know, especially if you've got babies in the sort of first 3 to 5 months where you're absolutely definitely going to be replacing that dummy, then just know that you are. But you know, dummies could serve a purpose up to about 6 months, so I wouldn't be too worried about that up to 6 months. Once you get to 6 months, and this is another one of my points, the dummy really isn't serving a much of a purpose anymore, other than it's a soothing thing. And that's where you then make that choice. It's like, we'll keep it for now, or are we gonna drop it? You probably will find it easier to get rid of it between 6 months and 1 year than you will over a year. It will probably then become a little bit more of a dependency and a bit tougher to get rid of. So that is quite a good window, but it is entirely your choice. And I'm just giving you suggestions on how you can go about that. So, I kind of skipped ahead there. The other option, so I've talked about how to teach that independence. The other option is to lose the dummy altogether. So if you decide, yeah, I don't want to teach them to take control of it, because then at some point I'm going to have to get rid of it anyway, and why put off the inevitable? What do I do? Okay, people talk about weaning the dummy. You can't wean the dummy. You can limit the dummy use. You could say, okay, we're only having a dummy for sleep time, and take some of the other points I've covered today and use those, and don't allow dummy in the daytime. That is something you can do, but that's not weaning the dummy, because it's still there. It's still in the baby's life. So you can't wean a dummy, because you can't ease it away. It's kind of, they're gonna get it or they're not. Literally the only step is sleep time only, if you want to do that. If you decide it's time for the dummy to go, reducing how much they have it isn't really going to help. They just think, well, why? Oh, I'm allowed it. Oh, I'm not. Well, I'm allowed it. Oh, no, I'm not. And so all that does is make them go, well, if I just cry a bit louder or a bit harder, maybe they'll give in, because I know that I can get it. And they just don't really know. So if it's time for the dummy to go and you want the dummy to go, it has to just go. And that might sound daunting, I know. I've been there. And the idea, when somebody told me, that's what you've got to do and you've got to do it today, I was like, whoa, we're going to be up all night. And do you know what? We slept the whole night for the first time in months. It was the dummy that was the problem. So That's another story, but what I'm saying to you is it often is more of a scary thought for us as parents than actually it is an impact on the child. If you're gonna get rid of it, get rid of them. Literally, like, throw them out in the outdoor trash. Don't have a single spare one in any drawer, any cupboard, anywhere that might tempt you to reach for it in a moment of tired, irrational desperation. Literally remove them all from temptation. They've got to be gone. They have to be gone. And you have to just power through that first little bit. If your child does react, they might just be like, okay, don't worry. But they might go, I'm missing something. I need some soothing. Bring in other soothing. Of course, soothe your child. Don't just take the dummy away and expect them to cope. They might need a bit more from you. They might need a bit more reassurance from you. That's fine. But if you're going to get rid of the dummy, get rid of it. Don't look back. The last thing you ever want to do is appear to have got rid of the dummies and then after a really tough night gone, I can't do this another night, give it back. Oh my goodness, never do that. I'd rather you just didn't even get rid of it or try. Don't even try. Only go down this road if you are 100% committed to seeing it through. Come to our page on Facebook, declare that you're going to do it. We'll hold you accountable to it. We'll check in with you. We'll make sure that you do. Get someone on board with you because it's not fair on your child to sort of take that away and then give it back. All you're going to do is next time when you're ready to take it away, they're going to go, yeah, right, I know this isn't real. I know I'm going to get it back. So I'm just going to dig my heels in, and you'll have a very strong-willed little one that you'll be teaching them to be. So I think I've made that point clear. I don't need to drive that one home any further. So there you go. Just let me think. Have I covered everything? Yeah, I've covered everything. So if you feel like the dummy, that suckling off that dummy is the only way, and you think there's no other way, there's nothing else I can do, there is. There's plenty you can do. You've got to look at the age and the stage. You've got to make a couple of decisions, and then you've got to just see them through. So there you go. Some tips on the dummy. It's not the only way.